Yo, 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 what up, gang? You already know what time it is, man. I say, yo, 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 what up, gang? KK on the check-in for KK's Kona. Yes, how you feeling, my boy?
Yeah, I'm good, man. What's going on, gang?
I'm good, man. Go ahead, let people know your social media.
See, you can follow me on Instagram at Dion_TheFloor. Same for Twitter, you know what I'm saying?
On photo, round of applause for my boy.
Yes, so
you from Ohio. What part of Ohio are you from?
Columbus, the capital.
Columbus.
You know what I'm saying? Columbus, Ohio, West Side, Hilltop. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody.
Oh, bro, what they got going on out there? How was your life growing up in Columbus?
Man, tragic. Same shit out. Man, crazy for real, man.
What, you grew up in the trenches, bro?
Yeah, type shit.
Okay.
Type shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know what's going on out west for real, man. You know what I'm saying? Poverty, single mother, you know, play sports. I have my older brother, though, type shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah.
So that part of Ohio, like the trenches.
Yeah, that's probably the baddest part, the worst part, I would say so.
Yeah, so you seen somebody get killed?
Nah, I ain't seen all that. I seen a couple bodies, though, like just walking past type shit, but I ain't like seen nobody get, nobody get, body type shit, for real, but it definitely goes on.
So let me ask you, as a kid growing up, walking in your neighborhood, you walk past a body, how did that make you feel?
I really can't describe it for real. It's like, damn, it's like a movie type shit. Like, for real, where I grew up at, it was more so just junkies. Like, you'd rather see, I seen more junkies and shit, collapse. Mm. Just walking type shit, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of, fiends, prostitution, you know, shit like that.
Mm, when you was growing up, you ain't never think about getting that into one of them prostitutes?
Hell no. Nah. Hell no. Nah.
I was just trying to see something, man, you feel me?
Hell no. Nah.
So, what were you growing up? That shit. What were you into growing up before the music?
For real, I played sports and shit. Going to the league for real was my first dream for real. So when that shit didn't work out, that's when I started taking the music more serious and shit. My older brother was a star athlete, so I was on what he was on. I was doing whatever that nigga wanted to do for real. So when that shit didn't work out with that, then that's when I kind of fell in love with the music type shit for real. When I graduated from high school, I had looks and everything, but I had graduated late. Then I had went to this motherfucking community college, you know what I'm saying? And then when I went to the community college, I just didn't really feel motivated to do any of the work because I wouldn't play football and shit no more, you know what I'm saying? So that's when I kind of fell in love. Well, that's when I did fell in love with the music more, but I've been doing music all my life, but I started taking it serious once you know what I'm saying, my sports shit didn't work out.
Why you feel the sports ain't work out? You wasn't focused enough on the school, or you wasn't going hard enough? Why you feel that when they fall through?
I really think it was God's plan for real. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Sometimes you just think this is what you meant to do. Sometimes God tell you otherwise for real. So I think
Fact.
It was just the man upstairs trying to tell me something, and it all played out perfectly because we here.
Facts. You think you would have had that natural love for sports if it wasn't for your brother, or you think that was the main heavy influence?
I think that was the main heavy influence, to be honest.
Okay.
Definitely.
For sure. So who was your favorite artist growing up?
Man, I had a lot, man. For real, growing up, I had a real close relationship with my mom.
Okay.
My favorite artist would be whoever she was listening to around the house. Whether it be R. Kelly, before all that shit that, you know what I'm saying? Jagged Edge.
Wait. Hold on. You know we gotta speak on it now. So you telling me you don't feel like you could separate the artist from the music?
I mean, you can, but with that situation, it's kind of sticky because what he talking about in the music relates to what he, you know what I'm saying, what he doing in his personal life. So it's kind of different. It kind of rubs me the wrong way. But
okay, so tell me this. What about Chris Brown? Can you separate that artist from the music? He done beat the hell out of that girl. We all know about that.
That's actually my favorite artist, to be honest. It's crazy you said that. But what's different from that is, first of all, she was hitting that nigga while he was driving, not trying to justify it, and
it's always females fault.
And it's just I'm not supporting either one because they both fucked up, but domestic violence is different from molesting somebody.
I feel you.
Yeah.
So you feel like you can only separate the artist from the music if it's something that's not serious, that's what you're
definitely
saying?
Definitely, for sure. In my opinion, I can't really speak for nobody else, but I can't support a motherfucker who be doing that shit.
No, yeah, I feel you for sure. It's just something that, it's just be a big debate. Separate the artist from the music?
It don't take away. I mean, he's definitely still who he is. He definitely still make great music. But I'm not about to play that shit after I find out.
Because he know good and damn well if R. Kelly hit him up bro, hop on this song. Boy, you going to be sitting your verse so quick. You going to be writing that exact same night on Funnel.
Hey, man.
Merch it.
Let's get to the next.
Cause you know, so answer this question right here, right now. If R. Kelly tell you hop on this song, sing your verse, you not gonna hop on the song?
I couldn't do it, nah. It's like,
man, he kept.
I can't do it. It's bigger than just the money at that point. It's like what you stand for. Okay, let me ask you this thing. Like, if you was an artist, like what you stand for? You come from Chicago. I know what you about. You feel, would you do a song with 6ix9ine?
When I do a song with 6ix9ine.
Everybody gonna watch this too from back home.
Oh, Fodo, you gotta keep it a buck. When I do a song with 6ix9ine. Man, Fo, I ain't gonna lie. So, like, let's fully understand 6ix9ine's situation before I even answer that, Fo. Why he snitch again? Because I need the full background details. So,
like, I mean, like, why every nigga snitch? Like, I mean, I can't even remember. I guess they said he snitched because niggas was fucking his baby mom. They was beating his ass.
If somebody was beating your ass, you ain't gonna snitch on them?
Nah.
You said, fuck that, I'm gonna get it back. I don't know. To answer your question, though, I don't know, man. I see where you coming from. I see where you coming from for sure. So who inspired you to start making music?
Like my mom really did. Like just seeing her listening to like music and shit like around the house and like seeing her like just like gravitate toward the artist she was listening to. I'm like, damn, I can do that shit for real, for real. But like in the early 2000s, like I was like inspired by Lil Bow Wow, you know what I'm saying, when he was popping off. Drake is one of my biggest influences. That's why I get compared to a lot when people hear my shit.
Yeah.
J. Cole.
I was just gonna say, you definitely give me a J. Cole vibe. Yeah, like, when I was checking your music out, that's who I related it to the most. Yeah. J. Cole, for sure.
Yeah, that nigga saved my life.
He saved your life? Why you say that?
J. Cole. In 2014, I lost my dad type shit.
Okay, I lost my pops too, for I got that shit tatted on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And, in, like, 2014, it was, like, kind of, like, probably, arguably the worst year of my motherfucking life. Like, my papa died, I had graduated late, and I was, like, I just felt like God gave up on me type shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, when that nigga Cole came out with that 2014 Forest Hill Drive, and that song Love Yours, I kept on listening to that just to keep hoping. Like, he saved my life, so.
Yeah.
I know eventually he gonna watch this, so I wanted to say that shit. Like, shout out to J. Cole for like, that was some real shit.
Bro, shout out to all the artists who make music that actually really touch people. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, some of you niggas just doing that rah-rah. We listen to it because we like it. You know, we gonna post up, smoke, throw your pipe out to it. Yeah, but shout out to the artists that's making music that really motivate you, that you can really feel. It's crazy that you mentioned that song because that's actually my favorite song by J. Cole.
Yeah, mine too.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, like, sometimes when I get in that mode, it's like you play it and it's like refreshing to the brain. Yeah, like, it make you, like, appreciate yourself.
For sure. Like, yeah, that's why I feel like me. If you can make music that can touch people, it's timeless. Like,
yeah, is that one of your like goals when you make your music? Is that something you aim to?
Yeah, for sure. Like, when I get in the booth, like that's exactly what I aim for. I want to be one of them artists. Even when I'm dead, I still want to be there.
For sure. So how do you feel like? So how do you do it when you get in the booth? How do you try to get your music to touch people?
I just try to relate. Like, the beat really reflect on like what I'm going through at the time. I feel like the best way that I connect to people is like through like relationships. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got like a lot of stories when it comes to like the relationships and like heartbreaks and things of that nature. So that's where I touch them at personally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's like you just gotta go in there and just create some shit that, you know, people can feel, like people can relate to. Like, it's kind of hard to explain. Like, I can show you better than what I can tell you for like.
For sure. You know he said, let the music do the talking for sure. Hey, you talking about heartbreak? Let me fat out them girls that's out there breaking your heart too. Fucking let me go write about it.
Basically, yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's that light skin shit, nigga.
I ain't light skin, though.
Hey, tell us about your first heartbreak, man.
My first heartbreak?
What'd she do to you, man? What'd she do to you, man?
Man. I done had a bitch lie about her pregnancy. They said the kid was mine and it wasn't. I'm laying with her, rubbing on her stomach and shit the whole time. It ain't mine.
Oh, hold on. You getting ready for the baby shower and shit. Yeah, whole time this ain't your baby.
The whole time it ain't my baby.
So, like, when did you find out that wasn't your baby? Please don't tell me y'all made it to the baby shower and you found that shit.
Nah, I had one of her friends had told me for real. Because you know how what females do. Like, if they beef with each other, they go back and tell the nigga everything.
They be backdooring on fun them.
Backdooring. So, it played into my good, and that's when I found out. Yeah, I done went through all type of shit. One of my partners. She busted out my back window.
Damn. What'd you take?
Nah, they just busted out the window.
He just busted the window out for no reason? They need to take
her? Yeah, she just busted out the window to my crib. Yeah, I went through a lot of shit with women, man. They women ain't shit for real. Men ain't shit either. You know, it's an even exchange, but I just feel like women, they know how to hurt a nigga worse.
Yeah. Yeah, they real manipulative. They real manipulative, definitely. For sure. So you've been performing since 2017.
Yeah.
Do you remember 2016?
Yeah.
Okay, check the stats on bro. Yeah. Do you remember when and where your first performance was?
Yeah, so our first performance was at this hookah bar back at home. It's called Gypsy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Taji, by the way. So my best friend, Lud Dragon, he a producer and shit. He had linked up with Taji, and then they started doing business at this hookah bar. And then we just start bringing like all the customers in there, and then like, man, we just got like an artist showcase together. It was called the Dark House. And that was my first performance, and that's when I knew I was on to something. Like, that's when I was like, yeah, like, that's when I knew I was like, I love this shit. Like, just how seeing how people was like responding
the
to
the stage presence. Yeah.
So yeah, that was like the first ever performance. I'll never forget that shit.
For sure. It's like out of all the artists I've done interview, it's like everybody seemed to say the same thing. Like that stage. Like, it's like that's the best part about being an artist.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. That's the best part about being an artist for real. Because it's like the stage is like game time. Like recording is like practice.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. like when you see people like react to your music and like know the words.
Yeah, that's a good feeling,
yeah,
ain't
it? Yeah, it's a feeling I can't even explain for real. Like,
for sure.
Shit crazy.
For sure. So back in 2019, you was on the gram. You freestyled to Kanye West's All Falls Down. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. You killed that one. Yeah, like, I ain't gonna lie. The whole freestyle was cold. The video was cold. I like how you popped out the car and did that, for sure.
Yeah.
So, like, what inspired you to do that freestyle? Do you freestyle often? Was you just feeling that beat? Like, what inspired that?
So back then, I need to start back. I'm glad you said that because I need to start back up doing this shit. I would do this thing on my page called like Freestyle Friday.
Okay.
And I didn't even know that I had like many freestyles before that I had archived on my page. I didn't even know that one was gonna go that crazy for real.
Yeah, that one it did numbers. It did like over 2,000 views. Yeah. It did numbers.
That shit was crazy. So like, nah, I was just like with my best friend in the car. And I was like, yeah, bro, I'm about to do that Kanye. That's one of my favorite Kanye's, if not my favorite Kanye song, for real.
For sure.
And I did that shit, and I recorded it, and it went crazy. Like, it was like, everybody was kind. I still get comments sometimes to this day, for real. I'm like, damn. Yeah. Like, and like, sometimes, like, people that, I guess that freestyle had made the Explore page.
Oh, bro.
So when I had met this girl, and she had told me, like, yeah, before we even start, like, fucking with each other, I'll see you on the Explore page.
I'm like, she been a fan.
Yeah, I'm like, shit, what you talking about? And she was talking about that video. I'm like, damn, that shit crazy. That shit really did numbers for me, for real. Like, that shit wild.
So tell me, you like that feeling? Like, meeting a girl and she already like a little fan of your music? Or you like when you meet them and, like, it's fresh?
Kind of like when it's fresh.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, because, like, when you, I don't know, like, just trying to, you know.
You say you ain't fucking no fans. That's basically what you trying to say.
Type shit. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. I respect it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no. So how was your transition coming from Ohio to Atlanta?
I kind of already knew what I was getting myself into when I came up here because I had came up here twice before I decided to move.
Uh-huh.
But I fuck with Atlanta. This was like the best decision I had ever made for real.
Yeah.
I'm not used to like seeing black people come together like this and like really like a bunch of creators where I'm from, like, you can't really have too much of that shit. Like,
they be hating, ain't it? It's like an up north thing, Midwest thing. They be hating,
you know,
for sure.
Just hating, you know. So I don't know. I fuck with it though. I definitely fuck with the South.
For sure. So what do you think it is about Atlanta to make you fuck with it? Is it really the support? Is it the vibe? Like, is it all the black people? Because this is like a black Mecca. You see everybody black. They move down here. They start their business. They take off with their career. Mm-hmm. They do their thing.
Yeah, everything. Everything you just said in one, for I can't even, like, everything you really just said in one is why I fuck with that.
Yeah.
For real, like Hollywood, for sure.
And dude, I ain't gonna lie. Atlanta be showing love, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they be showing love. Like, if you stay consistent with what you gotta do, your shit definitely gonna blow out here.
Yeah.
For Showski. And they be having a lot of showcases. You be at the showcases out here?
Yeah, I made top 10 upcoming artists on one of the showcases that I was on.
On phone now.
Yeah, a part of, there was some A&Rs that I didn't even know that they was there and they had posted me on their platform. I can't remember the name of them. I would have shot them out, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you get involved in that showcases? Like, how do you be finding out about the different places to go in the city to go perform your music?
Well, the first one I originally had up here before I had moved, like, my homeboy that I was fucking with down in Ohio, he already had connects up here, so he kind of set that up, and once he kind of set that up, I just kind of stay, like, in a loop, you know what I'm saying, just figure some shit out myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I get, like, a lot of, like, DMs from, like, promoters and shit that say, hey, you interested in performing, and if, like, they're talking about some, if it's cool, like, I pull up type shit for real, like, I'm connected, like, with a lot of creatives here, so if it sound right, I'll pull up for real.
For sure, man. And hey, you can always tell if somebody's serious about their music and their career by, like, their Instagram. I ain't gonna lie,
yeah,
for
your Instagram is your portfolio, for real, for real.
It right? is, and people don't be understanding that. See, when you go on your page, you click the link in the bio, you got all the music videos right sure. there. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
So, like, how long you had that in your bio for?
Probably like 2 months.
Okay.
For like, cause I would like promote like a video at a time, but it'd just be easier if you did like the little link tree. Somebody had told me about. I thought you had to pay for that shit, but that shit free.
It is. People don't be understanding. It's a lot of ways to really like promote your shit for free out here. You just gotta really figure it out. Really research that shit.
Type shit, man. Show me.
For sure. So, what are some strategies you use to promote your music?
One of them was like the freestyles. Like, if I'm about to like drop like a tape. Mm-hmm. Like, I just post, like, freestyles just to get them ready, just to know what they're getting into. Very strategic on what I post, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything got to look, like, professional.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, what else I be doing for real, for real? Yeah, that's pretty much it for real, for real.
It be like that, though. Yeah. People don't even know, like, if you work social media the right way, you really can blow off of just that.
Social media is, like, the most, like, the most important thing an artist can have, but it's like about how you attack it. Like, some people like are like just like every day they give them content. Some people are more like calculated. I'm more so like calculated because like I don't like really be dropping like that. So, but when I do drop, like I give like, you know what I'm saying, like a countdown. Like, on this particular day, I already got the videos ready. I already got the single ready. I already got the cover. You know what I'm saying? So that way everything could be perfect.
For sure. Yeah. I'm already knowing. So what advice would you give to somebody, to that kid who's sitting in Ohio right now? They sitting there, they writing their music. You know, they want to be an artist. They might want to move to another city and make it big. What advice would you give to that kid right now?
Make sure you have your business together. Like, it's like, that's what one of my biggest problem was before I start taking this shit serious. Like, this music business, like, it's cool to put music out and do all that, but make sure you have the business right. If you don't got the business right, you're going to get fucked over for sure. Make sure you got your BMI. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you're making all your money off of your music and it's coming back to you and not nobody else. You know, just make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure you know what you're getting yourself into and what route you want to go as far as being independent and whether you want to sign to a label or not. You know what I'm saying? Because that makes a big difference. So,
For sure. How you feel about that one? You want to remain independent or you want to get signed to a label?
I want to remain independent.
I don't blame you. That's how you keep most of your money.
Exactly.
Would you fuck with that United Masters or you want to do it 100% independent?
I'll fuck with the United Masters. But
okay.
But then again, I don't, that's a good question for real, for real. But like,
For real, though.
Yeah.
Because you can make it far independent. You know Chicago artist Herb independent. He's been independent.
He's been independent. Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'll be interested in a distribution deal, like a co-sign. But as far as like me like signing to like a label, nah, I couldn't do that shit. But then again, who knows, man? One day somebody could find me, and if they're talking about some shit, but like I have like people look over the paperwork.
He said, "I want to stay independent, but if somebody offered me the right amount of money, I'm coming." That's basically what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? But it gotta be right though. It gotta be right though. You know.
So they offer you $50,000. What you doing right now? You going?
I don't know. I gotta have my people look over the paperwork.
$100,000. You going?
$100,000. Nah.
$150,000.
Probably.
Everybody got a price. Everybody got a price for sure.
I know your worth.
So what can all your supporters and fans expect from you in the future?
That I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna be here, like, even when I'm gone, I'm gonna still be here. The music gonna keep on coming, and it's gonna keep on progressing, keep on getting better, and
For sure, Ski, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Sure. Before we get up out of here, I ain't gonna lie, folks. You gonna give us a freestyle?
Oh, you gonna do an acapella?
Shit, I can pull up a beat for you. You know, I'll be having them ready, you know? I ain't gonna lie.
I can do
that.
It don't matter.
I wanna see what you can do to this, you know, I'm from Chicago, so you already know I had to pick a Chicago type beat. Hold on now. We gonna see what he can do, man. Y'all already know the vibes, man. KK on the check-in for KK's Corner. Let's see how bro coming.
Ooh, okay.
You know I had to sauce it, man.
Yeah, shout out to that nigga Smut.
Man, shout out to Chicago, nigga.
Yeah.
Go ahead and sit on for Ohio real quick.
Yeah. Feel like Nas when Illmatic dropped, my flow was deadly. These instrumentals like the clip, these verses bullets hitting. I know some niggas that owe money but still pay attention. If you ain't talking about paper, then I'm not comprehending. It's nothing. Ah, shit.
Oh, photo, you was riding though. Oh, photo, catch your flow. You was doing it.
K Corner on this motherfucker.
Gang.
Yeah. Fuck your bitch and I don't never love her.
Gang.
Yeah. Fuck the popo, we don't never cuff her.
Okay.
All these niggas, we don't never trust them.
Okay. Yeah.
don't know, man.
Oh, Photo, you did it, though. You did something. You know, it's still early in the morning on a Friday. Yeah, yeah. You know, you did something for sure. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Appreciate you for coming on the show, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, everybody who watching, y'all probably like, why these niggas got one microphone? I'm working on it, okay? Like he said, when you independent, you just be trying stuff, bro. I'm working on it. No doubt. But y'all already know, man. Appreciate everybody for tuning into this video. If y'all want an interview, go ahead and hit the DM, man. Before we get up out of here, go ahead and tell the people your social media one more time.
Yeah, Instagram, Dion _ LeFleur. That's Dion _ LeFLORE. Same for Twitter, but it's together.
Y'all already know the vibes, man. Make sure y'all go tap in with my boy. Check out his music. I ain't gonna lie. He got some heat on that. He giving y'all a different type of flow. Yeah, and ain't none of that drill, man. He giving y'all something different. Talking to the soul. Make sure y'all check that out, man. Y'all already know the vibes. KKM check-in.
Yes, sir.
Thoughts on even clapping this nigga. Guess I was temporary love around the time that they split up. He never had no fucking struggle. He ain't grow up with hitters. Texting, checking on you night and day. Crazy that the love is fake. Like a tire flat, I had your back like I was triple.